The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're live at Alphon Ice Arena in Waterville, Maine. It is a new start of Middlebury Panther Hockey as this evening the Panthers take on the Colby College Mules. Last season, the Panthers 8-11-7 overall, a 6-5-7 mark in the NESCAC, looking to improve on that under Neil Sinclair in season number two. Well, three if you get technical, but a second consecutive season under Neil Sinclair. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brett Luthner, and this is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Of course, out with some old players, in with some new. Last season, as we said, 8-11-7 overall on the season for your Middlebury College Panthers. Several key players left the lineup due to graduation. The most notable, Evan Newgold. Newgold, 98 games played as a Panther, registered 64 points in his Middlebury College career, 25 goals and 39 assists. His leadership will be sorely missed. He has moved on to the professional ranks, has Evan Newgold, as he is a member of the SPHL with the Columbus Cottonmouths, joining a couple other Middlebury Panthers in the professional ranks. Louis Belisle, class of 14. One of those is he's in the SPHL, as well as Robbie Donahue is in the East Coast Hockey League. So a few Middlebury Panthers have moved on to professional ranks. And along with Newgold, however, the Panthers will be missing a lot of other input. Jake Charles, who notched 50 points in his 71-game career. Zach Haggerty, who came on last season and provided just solid play for the Panthers. On the defensive end, Ron Fishman, I should say, 49 points in 86 games, but his defensive prowess was excellent last season, stabilizing everything back there for the Panthers. Them among many that are no longer with Middlebury College as they have moved on, so the Panthers have to look to new leadership coming into this season. And right at the top, Andrew Neary, been named the captain of the Middlebury Panthers, wearing the number 5. Neary, a solid defenseman last season, proved his worth, got a lot of game action in. Usually top 4D pairing for Neil Sinclair's Panthers. He is the captain for the Panthers here in the 2016-17 season. The alternates for Middlebury are going to be Travis Stevens, number 9, and Mark McClellan, number 37. As they will provide the leadership for this group, which sees 9 freshmen come into the squad. And of the 9, 6 of them are going to see game action here this evening. We'll go over all the various freshmen coming in, all the various players coming in, as we get set for the opening faceoff between Middlebury and Colby. Last season, these two teams faced off twice. The first was opening day at Middlebury Kenyon Arena, in which the Panthers skated out with a 4-0 victory over the Mules. And then they met again here in Waterville back on January 22nd. It was a game that Middlebury jumped out to a early lead, surrendered it to the Mules. We're actually down the game 2-1 before they pod three unanswered and ended up winning the game by a final score of 4-2. So Middlebury took both games from the Mules last season, and they're looking to continue that success going into this one here this afternoon. We'll take a brief timeout here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. And when we return on the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, had a chance to catch up with head coach Neil Sinclair and get his thoughts as we get set for the 2016-17 season and the opener. Panthers and Mules here in Alphon Arena. This is Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner at Alphon Arena as we get set for the Middlebury Panthers taking on the Colby Mules. And they're cranking up the volume here as it's the season opener for both teams. The NESCAC, last ones around to get their seasons underway in NCAA hockey, and we'll have that for you right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Well, before this all took place this evening, I had a chance to catch up with head coach Neil Sinclair for a couple of minutes and get his thoughts here on the upcoming season and what looks to be a very excited bunch of Panthers getting ready to go forward to do battle here in the NESCAC and in NCAA Division III competition for the 2016-17 season. Here is that interview with head coach Neil Sinclair.
Pre-game here with Middlebury head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of tonight's action against Colby College. And there's a lot of excitement going on amongst the guys. A lot of smiles, a lot of laughter. Everybody's looking forward to this. Overall, what is the mentality of this team going into opening night here?
I think we've had a really strong preseason. We've got 9 freshmen this year, so the focus in the fall has been on team building and helping everybody to get to know each other. And so we've enjoyed how close, tight-knit the group has been this preseason. season, and so smiles because they're excited to get going and they enjoy being together.
Now we see on some of the shirts, attack the day. It seems every year there seems to be a new kind of a motto going on. Describe for our fans, attack the day.
I think that's for them. They want to make sure that they're playing fast, they're playing hard, and that for them symbolized, those words symbolize that for them. They're on their toes and they're playing with energy.
Now, with the nine freshmen coming in, six playing tonight, there seems to be a wide-eyed look to everything, an excitement about them. Talk to the fans about the freshmen coming into this season.
No, I think Coach Manigo uses the terms first, and so for all those guys, there's going to be a lot of firsts this year, and that for them, it excites the whole team and excites the veterans because they bring that youthful energy to the table, so that's fun.
Now, returning Stephen Klein in net, coming back from injury from last season, how important is that to have his stability coming from last year's team back over here to this year in his junior year?
Yeah, no, I think we've got a really good core group returning. Stephen, obviously, in net really helps solidify things for us. And then on the back end, you have our captain, Andrew Neary, Spencer Cage, Zach Weir, all three of them played significant minutes last year, and David Baluch, and then up front, you've got Mark McClellan, assistant captain, and Vinny and Travis Stevens. So we've got a real good group that's coming back.
For the fans listening out there, what is the one thing that they should look to take out of this team this year?
I think that we want to play with energy every night, and that they're attacking each period, each shift, and that's going to be what we try to focus on and keep to that simple message.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
That is Coach Neil Sinclair. And again, one of the things that we really picked up on in that interview was energy. There's a lot of energy. The freshmen, and I was watching them warm up, watching them also loosen up beforehand, and there was a lot of energy in how they went about that as well. So it'll be very interesting to see how these nine freshmen, six of which will be in the lineup tonight, one of them being a goaltender, Brian Ketchupall. He's going to back up Stephen Klein tonight. But to see how these guys go forward and really put themselves out there for Panther hockey and see how they play. It's going to be very, very fun to watch this group of freshmen coming in. Brett Dineen is one of those, a defenseman. His father was a captain for Middlebury, class of 89. And so Brett Dineen now, he takes in his father's footsteps coming out of Tabor Academy, and he'll be one of the defensemen. He'll be paired with David Baluch tonight, or at least to start out. But it'll be interesting to see the other freshmen as we're looking at him. Trevor Turnbull will find himself on a line with Vinny Gisanti and Travis Stevens. A very interesting line there. And as I look through the lines, it looks like a very fast and very fun team to watch this year. We'll see if they can build on what the Panthers did last season, which overall on the season, Middlebury scoring 64 goals, allowing 65. So right around that 2.5 goal game mark on both sides of the fence. And we'll see if they can improve on both marks as well as the record coming into this year. When we come back here on LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show, we'll give you a couple other storylines for this one. Try to get you some starting lineups and get you set. Middlebury and Colby opening night here in Waterville, Maine. This is Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here, Alphon Ice Arena at the Alphon Athletic Center on the campus of Colby College, where it'll be the Middlebury Panthers and the Colby Mules getting set to go. In about 12 minutes, they'll get the puck drop here in Waterville, Maine. The opening game for both squads this season. Welcome back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Storyline as we look into the line combinations put forth by Coach Neil Sinclair. And one thing we'll notice here, there's a freshman on every line and in two of the three D combinations. The only D combination that does not have a freshman in it is the combo of Zach Ware, junior, number 12, out of Shoreview, Minnesota. And Spencer Cage, number 22, sophomore, out of Fishers, Indiana. Outside of that, there is a freshman on every single line for Middlebury College here tonight. Trevor Turnbull, as we said, is paired along with Vinny Gisanti, Travis Stevens. The freshman, Mitch Allen, will wear number 26. He'll be paired with Camille Kachuk-McDarty to start, number 38 and 3, respectively. Another freshman, Connor Lloyd-Settering, he's number 44. He'll be paired along with Mark Lyman and Mark McClellan, 19 and 37, respectively. And finally, Danny Jacobs up front wears number 39 this season out of Needham, Massachusetts. He'll be alongside Jimmy McKee, number 6, and Braden Quest, number 23. Those are the forwards up front. Back on the defense, we send Ware and Cage, 12 and 22. Andrew Neary, the captain, will be with Brendan Dawson, a freshman out of Medway, Massachusetts, and by way of the Connecticut Junior Rangers. And Brett Dineen paired up with David Baluch in the back. Brian Ketchaball, the backup goaltender, along with Henry Cutting. We do know Stephen Klein will get the start for your Middlebury Panthers. So really, you got to look at it and say, how will the freshmen respond? But they'll be put with some experienced players here on opening night. Number two actually refers to Colby, and it's in terms of their goaltending position. Last season, Emerson Verrier started every single game for the Mules, all 25 of them. He is not on the roster this season. So what will the goaltending situation be for the Colby Mules, and will the Middlebury Panthers be able to exploit it? They scored 8 goals in the 2 games off of Verrier in last season's pair of games. Can they change it going into this season? That'll be storyline number 2. And of course, storyline number 3. Can the Panthers improve on their overall numbers last season? Power play, 56th in all of NCAA Division III. They were 14.5%. Killing off penalties, and even 80%, which was tied for 48th. Part of the thing is they have a lot of power plays or penalty kills in the first half of the season. They didn't really get a chance to work on those situations, but if they come across them this year, will the Panthers improve on those numbers going into this one? A couple other numbers of note. Last season, the Panthers overall 8-11-7. The Mules finished at 9-11-5. Within the NESCAC, Middlebury a 6-5-7 team. That was good for fifth place. The Mules from Colby, in the meantime, finished a couple points behind them at 6-9-3. So these two teams, same amount of wins, just a matter of the ties. And of course, the Panthers set a record with most ties in the season with 7. And they're hoping a few more wins and a few less ties going forward into this campaign. The Middlebury Panthers have started to come out of their locker room, and they'll be waiting to step out onto the ice. The scoreboard clock reading 8:30 as both of these teams getting set to go for opening night. Coach Blaze McDonald from Colby pacing around down below us. As all that's left is for the teams and the referees to hit the ice to get ourselves some starting lineups and to get this season underway. The Middlebury Panther Hockey Panthers and Colby Mules to get the NESCAC season started, the overall season started. Of course, Middlebury tomorrow afternoon will be at Bowdoin to take on the Polar Bears. As the lights have now gone down here, well, with the new LED lights, they can do a little more in terms of pregame production. There's the spotlight now on. That's center ice. It's shining right on where the Mules will come out. As we look, the Middlebury door is open. And we'll wait for the Panthers. The referees have come out. All four officials have come out onto the ice. And now we're just awaiting the Panthers to be allowed to take the ice. I think they're waiting as we have ourselves player introductions, potentially. Clock continues to wind down here at Alfond Arena. One of two Alfond Arenas in the state of Maine. Of course, the University of Maine, the NCAA Division I team, plays at Alfond Arena up in Orono, Maine. But the Black Bears not playing in this one. Here comes the Colby Mules now stepping out onto the ice for the first time this season. Coach Blaze McDonald sends him out into the ice, and now the Middlebury Panthers in the corner to our right, the far corner to our right, take to the ice. Both teams have hit the ice. The lights go back on as we are almost set for starting lineups. We'll, of course, stay here to give you those starting lineups before we head to commercial break. While we have that moment to do so, we, of course, want to thank you for listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Middlebury Panthers all as a team line up on the goal line, as do the Colby Mules. We're not plugged into the PA system here, so we will just give you, as they announce them to us, starting lineups for each side between Middlebury and Colby. Here's the Middlebury lineup first. Starting in goal, Stephen Klein, number 31, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. The defenseman, number 5, Andrew Neary, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts, by way of the Dexter School. And number 2, Brendan Dawson, the freshman from Medway, Massachusetts, and the Connecticut Junior Rangers. Up front, number 38, Camille Kachuk, a sophomore out of Oakville, Ontario, in the Oakville Blades, playing on the left side. Number 3, Matt Daugherty, the center, a sophomore from Milton, Massachusetts, and St. Sebastian's. And Mitch Allen, the freshman out of Clifton Park, New York, number 26, and the Islanders Hockey Club, coached, of course, these Panthers by Neil Sinclair. Now, of course, for the Colby College Mules, as the rest of the Panthers come to the blue line. Here are the Mules, the starting lineup for them. In goal, a freshman, number 1, Andrew Tucci, out of Toronto, Ontario, in the Rosemary Hall. He wears number 1, 5'8", goaltender. Number 12 is Jack Burton, a senior, 6'4", out of Baltimore, Maryland, and St. Paul's. He's a defenseman. And a defenseman, number 7, Jeff Sullivan, a senior, 5'9", from Topsfield, Massachusetts, and the Governor's Academy. Both of them wearing captain's C's on their jersey. Up front is number 14, Cam McDonald, a junior, from Cumberland, Maine, and Westford Academy. Also up front, number 22, Nick O'Connor, a sophomore from Canton, Massachusetts, in the Berkshire School. And number 8 is Devin Albert, a senior from Reading, Massachusetts, in the Belmont School. There are your starting lineups for both squads. When we come back, opening faceoff. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard's and Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WVTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
They gave both the Canadian and American anthems, just in a little bit of a reverse. The American anthem went first, and then it was followed by the Canadian anthem. But we are just about set to go. Panthers and Mules. Enough talk. Let's get down to hockey. First game in goal for goaltender Andrew Tucci. He has no record from last year. He's a freshman coming into the action tonight. On the other end, Stephen Klein. Last year, overall record of 5-6-2. A goals against average of 2.35. Save percentage came in at .923. Within conference play, Klein was 5-2-2. And a goals against average of 1.76 and a save percentage of .942. If you follow NHL hockey, those are Devin Dubnyk-like numbers, the way he's been playing early. And so Stephen Klein gets the start here for the Panthers this evening. We are just about set to go. Middlebury in the traditional navy blue uniforms, jerseys, pants, socks, helmets. They're all trimmed in white with a big block M on the front of the sweater. They're going from right to left as this one's wrapped around the boards. And the Panthers look to come out the center and do. Skating ahead with this one with the head of steam, Kamil Tkachuk. He goes into the corner, number 38. Plays around there a little bit. Pass eventually comes out to the point. Not able to hold on to it. It was Dawson. Here's a break the other way. Shoot! And a shot that goes up and over the bar by Cam McDonald, number 14. Left wing boards far side from us as the Mules go from left to right wearing the white jerseys trimmed out in royal blue and silver. The CM logo on the front. In front, an opportunity just by the board. Keenan Scott, number 11. This goes all the way down. It'll be an icing. And the faceoff will go all the way into the Panther end. We've played 48 seconds. No score. Stephen Klein's been sprawled out early, but no shots have gone on goal to this point. Faceoff to the right of Stephen Klein, won by the Mules. Back to the left, to the right point. Thomas Stahlhuth, number 21, rips it up and over the bar. Puck behind the net. It's an experienced Colby team outside of the goaltending as a one-timer from the slots blocked off. The rebound collected, and the Panthers flip it up and out. Puck takes a funny hop, and it will go down for icing, and we'll get another whistle. Panther bench not too pleased about it, but a faceoff will come all the way back into Middlebury zone once again. As we've played 1 minute 11 seconds here in the opening period of the 2016-17 season. No score, Panthers and Colby Mules. Faceoff to the left of Stephen Klein. Jasanti takes it, couldn't win the draw back though. Puck pops out in front. Couple players jab away in it before Colin Raleigh kicks it to the corner, number 17. Still loose and eventually onto the stick of Zach Hale, number 19. Back for Riley. Colby's got the puck in the Panther zone. In the near side corner to our right. Back out to the point. Jeff Sullivan couldn't keep in. Panthers get it out of the zone. Line change on, finally, for Middlebury. Colby sets it up behind their own net. Looks like the Panthers are setting up a little bit of a 1-2-2 forecheck. Get going here early. And then morphs into a 2-1-2 practically as the Mules come in across the line. A wrist shot goes wide by Riley. Rebound near sideboard. Hit, big hit put on. Absorbing that one was Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Penalty call coming up, and it's going to be against Colby. Penalty call might have been on the hit, not too sure, but the Panthers will go on the power play. Klein waiting to come out of net as the Panthers still have it behind their own, in their own end, I should say. This one comes up. It's Zach Weir, number 12. Weir steps in across the line. Klein off for an extra attacker, but then it gets blown down as Michael Rudolph, number 27, will touch up. And the first power play of the season will be an interference call against Colby College. And into the box goes number 17, Colin Riley. Time and a penalty. Time and a penalty is 2:24. So Riley for interference on the power play. It's sent down low. Trying to send it down low, I should say it was Weir, but it gets rejected back out to the Middlebury zone. Shorthanded opportunity for the Mules. Can't quite collect. And now around come the Panthers. Leaving it off Spencer Cage, number 22. Gives it on off Travis Stevens, number 9. Stevens' pass is intercepted. Very aggressive penalty kill right now by Colby. They dump it in, come off for a line change. Setting up behind the net is Cage. Cage steps out the left side, snaps a pass on off. Onto the stick of Vinny Jasanti, number 18. Jasanti into the zone. Lost control of the puck, though. It gets ripped around the wall and all the way down. Heading back for this one, Matt Daugherty. 16:50 to go first period. A minute 13 to go on the power play. No score. Panthers and Mules. Panthers now change up. Coming back for this puck, Brendan Dawson. Dawson. This slips the pass on over to Connor Lloyd, number 44. That pass deflected and goes into the crowd. A fan with a Washington Capitals jersey getting fired up early. 16:33 to go in the first. No score. There's 57 seconds to go on the Panther power play. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Lloyd in, take the draw and wins it over to Dawson. Dawson goes behind the net and will skate it out himself. Brendan Dawson leaves it on off for Lloyd. Lloyd cross-ice dump in to the far side corner to our left. Stepping in now, Camille Tkachuk. Tkachuk's back pass goes up and out of the zone, though. Now it's Daugherty. Center ice pass. It's broken up, intended for Mitchell Allen, number 26. Pass on ahead. Here's Mitch Allen once again. Check that. It's Tkachuk. Tkachuk in across the line. Tries to burrow his way through and does. Camille Tkachuk behind the net. Sends it back to the left point for Daugherty. Daugherty cross ice. Wrist shot by Dawson. It's blocked and comes out to center. 14 on the power play. 15:48 to go. First period. No score. No shots either. Deflected puck and just swatted out of midair and all the way down. That should knock off the rest of the power play. Middlebury 0 for 1 with the man advantage. Near side wall, a chip up ahead. Knocked away, trying to step with it. It was Riley, couldn't do so. It's dumped into the Colby zone. Near side to our left in the corner, they do battle. A two-side scrum before it scores, it's free. Cross-ice pass on it. David Baluch, number 42. Gives a pass on it, cross for a Dineen. Shot that goes wide. Might have been deflected. Puck still behind the net. They tie up for it. Penalty call coming up. It's going to go against Middlebury. Looks like it's going to be Braden Quest that will go to the penalty box. And that is indeed the case. Quest in the box. Power play coming for Colby. Hooking will be the call. Time and a penalty, 5 minutes. And now power play Colby. Colby last season, 19.8%, 27th in the nation. It was 19 for 96. Back to the point now, Decker. Michael Decker, number 2, puts one through. Save made by Klein. Rebound goes into the corner. Not putting the shots up on the scoreboard, so we'll just have to get those numbers between periods. Still set up a cross-ice pass right on the stick of number 27, Michael Rudolph, and he couldn't pull the trigger. Good defensive play that time by Cage. Still back to the left point and then sent behind the net. Picking this one up, Kevin Daugherty, number 24. He's got it again. Klein looks over his left shoulder, now spins around to his right. A pass for a sharp angle shot from E.J. Rosseo, number 9, and another one goes high and wide. Down to the ice with a big heavy check was Daugherty. Still, the Mules set it up. Panthers aggressive in their own zone, however. Puck comes around, Ware sends it behind the net, and Middlebury will have time and still get some more time. And finally send this one all the way down. 41 to go on the power play. 13:40 to go. First period. We have no score here from Alfond Arena on the campus of Colby College. Glad you could join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner here in Waterville, Maine. Mules finally bring it up and get it into the Middlebury zone. Just shuffled aside by Klein. Down to the ice heavily goes Neary. He's back up, though. Mules still set up a perimeter. Pass comes to the right wing circle for a shot save made off of Burton stick. He's got again centered in front. Save made by Klein. Now in the left wing circle. Mules buzzing here on the power play. Set up Burton. Tried to shuffle one through. Couldn't get it there. To the point, Sullivan. Right wing corner, and they'll settle down. Power play is over. Both teams 0 for 1 with the man advantage. Sullivan's drive deflected into the net, and we get a whistle. 12:49 to go, first period. Homeside like the effort. We are still scoreless. Face-off will be to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Face off and we get a whistle. Everybody's got to back out. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting, SPFI certified. One of our many sponsors here for Middlebury College Hockey all season long on the Panther Radio Network. This one comes around to the near sideboards, and Panthers come out with it. Chisanti, nice cross-ice pass for a wrist shot that's blockered off. Good opportunity there for Stevens, and that was waffle-boarded aside by Tucci. Rebound comes up and out of the zone, and the Mules step in with this one. Onside play, a centering pass, and just off the side of the net. Klein might have gotten a piece of it. Now in the near corner to our right, trying to dig his way in was Mario Beneke, number 18. Couldn't quite come up with the puck. Back to the point. LaPrine goes cross ice, and it'll just be feathered in. Big battle going on behind the net. A two-on-two. There's a physical battle going on back there. Right in front of GoldKobeMules.com sign. Penalty call coming up. It's going to be against Colby. Hooking the call. Power play on for the Panthers. It'll be their second. They're 0-for-1. Into the box goes Hale. Time and a penalty, 7:18. Now a conversation between two refs. Burgoyne and Little, the two referees, and now there's an explanation as to what's going on. And now one of them is over at the scorer's table trying to figure out if they're adding time or... Looks like an explanation being given to the Middlebury bench. Neil Sinclair and Brent Schuler both nod their head in agreement. So power play on for the Panthers. It'll be their second. By the way, Colby last season, 86.6 killing them off penalties, 71 for 82. That was 15th in all of NCAA Division III. Puck chopped at, comes loose in the right wing circle, then sent down low. Trying to spin out of a check. You're not able to quite do so. Is Danny Jacobs, number 39. Loose and then eventually all the way down. Will Sinclair's also got to figure out what he's got with his personnel here. As we start the 2016-17 season, no score. We've got 11:50 to go in the first period. How will the freshmen respond to NCAA Division III hockey and NESCAC hockey? How will the special teams come into play here? This one swatted it out to center. Backhanded by Dawson and flipped further on the rejected pass. Klein sets it up. Dawson shovels it further. Picked off by Devin Albert, number 8. Comes loose and around. Daugherty eventually claims. And back behind the net to Dawson. 50 seconds to go. Man advantage. 11:15 first period. Chisanti weaves his way through. Chisanti in! And a save made by Tucci. Chisanti had skated all the way down the middle. Had himself an opportunity. Tucci got the pad on it. Another shot. That's deflected in front. So a big save by Tucci early on here. And a pass comes out to the neutral zone. Panthers have to regroup here, and that's really where the Colby Mules have been pressing the Panthers, getting turnovers in the neutral zone. They do not want to let Middlebury gain the zone. In center ice, Jimmy McKee, number 6, had it knocked off his stick. Big hit at center ice. Waiting for it was Jack Burton, and he sent Danny Jacobs tumbling. Final 2 seconds of the power play. Panthers are 0-for-2. An onside play in the zone. Wrist shot blocked down. Still need to do battle and eventually comes out to the neutral zone. Back for it, Weir. Cross ice pass to his partner in Spencer Cage. Back for Weir. Zach Weir tries to weave his way through. That's broken up and here come the Colby Mules again. Couple Panthers shut that avenue off on the far board. Behind goes Cage. Now into the near corner. Cage spins it around the wall. Middlebury comes out of the zone. Center ice and a dump in. partial line change on for Middlebury. In fact, almost a full one. The only one in on a forecheck is Braden Quest. Center ice pass intercepted. And the Panthers once again in possession. Off the half, boys, looking for McClellan, who couldn't control a bouncing puck. Still neutral zone. Eventually flips up and into the penalty box. We've got a stoppage of play. 9:35 to go. Check that. They're ticking it down. 9:32 to go as they adjust the clock. First period, no score. Face-off will be to the left of goaltender Andrew Tucci. Off the draw, it's won very cleanly by the Panthers, all the way back into their own end. Back for it, Neary. Neary setting up behind his own net, steps out the left side, gives a pass on off to Lloyd. Lloyd's cross-ice pass is broken up. Neutral zone play here, and here come the Mules. 2-on-2 before it's broken up and sent around again by Middlebury. Rolling the near side, boys, they all do battle. Neary couldn't control, and he retreats in his own end to gain possession. Give on off Lloyd. Up the wall, chopped at center ice. The cannonball effort broken up. And now Colby College in possession. Skating ahead with this one is Rudolph. He has it taken off his stick, gets it back. A one-time attempt at the point by J.P. Sherland, number 26. Broken up in front. They still scrap for it. Gets sent all the way down. This will be an icing against the Panthers. J.P. Schillen, number 26, had the one-time opportunity. They shanked it a moment ago. 8:38 to go, first period. No score. Face-off in the Middlebury zone to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. And off the tie-up, Colby controls. Spinning around, put out for Clitorinos, a shot! In front by Shalen is broken up. Penalty coming up against the Panthers. Back to the point. Sullivan sends down low. A shot is wide of the mark. Collected by Burton. Cross ice Sullivan. Now one-time attempt again. Shalen couldn't control, and now we get the whistle. Looks like it's going to be a hooking call, and it'll be a power play for Colby. Their second. They're 0-for-1. Nope, check it, cross-checking. Time of the penalty, 11:47. And the penalty clock, it's still not up on the penalty scoreboard. They still play on. The shot goes wide. This ought to get interesting. See if they correct it, if they even notice. In the meantime, here come the Panthers out to center, racing ahead with this one. Cage moving in, shooting, and a glove, maybe getting a piece, but not a full glove, say it was Tucci. Opportunity for Cage. Now the race back the other way. Onside play, Daugherty. Around the net he goes. Puts it back out to the point. Eventually, Rudolph's one-timer, save made, rebound loose. Klein it over, committed for a second, and slid back, and it's sent all the way down. 7:40 to go, first period. Penalty time is not up on the board as of yet. So we'll have to wait and see what's going on. In the meantime, the Mules gained this old big hit put on. Crowd wanted a penalty call, none given. So his mouthpiece is loose behind the net. The guy who just got hit, Albert, takes another one, this time from Belush. Burton now at the right point. Gives it into the corner for McDonald. Burton again. 2-0 for a one-time save made. Klein, and he holds on. 7:01 to go in the period. We'll see if they notice that there's no penalty time up on the board, so they'll see if they can correct this. If my math is correct, there should be... Should be about 48 seconds to go on the power play, if my math is correct. Should be coming out at 6:13. And in fact, that's what's been said. Both benches have been notified that it'll come out at 6:13. So, face off in the Middlebury zone to the right of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, one by Colby. A blast taken by Sullivan. Save made Klein. The rebound sent all the way down. 40 on the power play. And we'll try to keep an eye on it as best as we can. 6:47 and counting. First period, no score. Middlebury and Colby. Here in the opener for both NESCAC teams. In behind the Middlebury cage, Burton couldn't control. Eventually works his way back to Sullivan at the point. Burton creeping in the right wing circle, but the pass for him is broken up. Sullivan on the keep. Sullivan winds and fires. Pad save made by Klein. The rebound loose. Oh, it's 7:23 against the penalty ends. Out of the box comes McKee. Everybody back at full strength. Unless I recorded it wrong. Either way, both teams are 0 for 2 on the power play. This one slammed all the way down, tipped forward by Hale to negate any icing. In on the forecheck, Beneke. Beneke spins out of trouble. Hale also a bouncing puck. Beneke can control. It's knocked out to the neutral zone. Sent back into the Panther. And a lot of the action's been to our right here in the first period. Panthers and Colby Mules scoreless with 5:41 to go in the first. And then a whistle, and we got a hand pass called. Faceoff will be in the neutral zone just outside the Colby blue line with 5:39 to go in the opening period. No score here between Colby and Middlebury. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Off the tie-up. This is won by the Panthers, gaining the zone now. Two-on-two battle with some help for Colby, and a whistle, and it's going to be another hand pass. Face-off will stay in the zone with 5:27 to go here in the opening period. Face-off will be to the left of Andrew Tucci. Off the draw, shot bounced around, save made Tucci. Rebound to the point for another shot, this time by Neary. That's deflected up and over the bar, and it comes out to the neutral zone. Neary goes back for it. Watching him is Michael Rudolph. Pass up the right wing boards, and ahead with this one is Lloyd. Lloyd hit hard, but gets the puck forward. Crowd enjoyed the hit, but the Panthers gained the zone. However, Colby back in possession. The neutral zone pass is intercepted, kicked around a little bit, eventually to the stick of Spencer Cage. Cage sends around the net with 4:50 to go in the first period. And now Colby sets up in their own end. Another slap pass up all the way down. No icing on this as it was deflected. Colby gains his own. A shot goes up and over. And the hit put on Rosseo. Still in a new battle down low. Coming away with it, Daugherty. Penalty call coming up. Not sure who it's going to be against. Might be against the Panthers. Roughing is going to be the call. Well, this is a marked difference from last year when we hardly had any penalties. Into the box goes Daugherty on the rough. In here in the background, it's rowdy in here right now. They're having trouble with the penalty clocks and they're holding things up. Time of the penalty is 15:32. Still waiting for that to go up on the scoreboard. It's an older scoreboard, nothing like what is enjoyed at Kenyon Arena back in Middlebury. This is Middlebury Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. One Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virginia. Still waiting for this to go up on the board. And now it's up on the board, and we can get back to hockey. Face-off to the left of Stephen Klein. And it's won by the Panthers, but the puck comes back to the point. Sullivan's shot goes wide. It was deflected that way. Rebound gets sent up and all the way down. Set up behind by Tucci. Coming back for it, Sullivan. Sullivan takes a look. He's got options to his left and to his right. Tries the right side, and ahead with it goes Burton. Back for Sullivan, gains the red, dumps it in. Around the wall it comes. Cage has got it. Up to the blue line, but not out. Kicked further into the zone, going after it. Where? Steps around, sends up, but not out. Sullivan on the key. Cross-ice pass, Burton. Back for Sullivan. Sullivan at the blue line. Gives it to the left wing circle and then trying to get a return pass from Albert, but that was broken up and it's sent all the way down. 107 to go on the power play. 3:33 and counting. First period, no score. Middlebury and Colby. Glad you can join us here for opening night on a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Middlebury hockey in the 2016-17 season. Colby gains zone, not for long though. It's sent up and out once again by the Panthers. Looked like that was Jacobs that might have done so. Quickly, Colby regains the zone. A battle behind the Middlebury Canes before it comes free to Daugherty. Works its way out to the point. Decker, cross-ice pass is deflected up and out of play. Good stick there by number 37, Mark McClellan, to get a whistle. 31 seconds on the man advantage. 3 minutes even to go, first period. No score. Face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Sent back to the point off the draw. Sullivan's got it. Sullivan Burton logging a lot of minutes here in the first period, playing the points on the power plays. Skating with this one now, McDonald. Sullivan's got it. They work it around. Shot deflected. Save made by Klein. Rebound behind the net. Eventually works its way in the left wing circle. Sullivan eventually at the right point. Steps to the circle. His shot deflects off a leg to the far side glass. That puck's intercepted, and the Panthers come out with it 2-on-3. A wrist shot goes wide. That was a rasper off the stick of number 26, Mitch Allen. Quickly back the other way, an onside play for Colby. Mitch Allen is a freshman. He's got himself a nice wrist shot there, I must say. Now loose. Allen absorbs the hit. Colby gains possession of the puck. This is Beneke. Beneke and Hale both doing battle in the corner before this scores free. Power play is over. Panthers have killed off all three Colby power plays to this point. A wraparound attempt save made by Klein. The rebound side of net. In front, Klein dives to make that stop and hold on. Stephen Klein with a diving attempt to get to the loose puck and does so and covers up. 1:45 to go, first period, no score. And the Colby faithful getting rowdy again. Face off to the left. Check that, to the right of Stephen Klein, who adjusts his glove and gets ready for this draw. Mark Lyon, is that Lyman yet? Nope, not Lyman, Jasanti in to take the draw. Colby controls, sent down low by Stahlhuth. Behind the net, puck works itself free, and the Panthers have it through the person of Zach Ware. Near sideboard, look out! That thing came flying up towards us, actually hit one of the cameras. It was about 5 feet away from me. One of the Colby students here manning the camera. Hopefully the equipment's okay. The student is. No students got hurt or hit at all. And the young man's got himself a souvenir. Panthers, in the meantime, off the faceoff, come out to center with it. Nice move around. A centering pass out in front attempted by Turnbull is knocked aside. And a rebound comes out to center. Loose puck control by Cage. Ahead is Jasanti. Right wing circle on the backhand. Try to put out in front for Turnbull. That's broken up and eventually covered by Tucci. And we get a whistle. We're still trying to figure out the camera here. 1:01 to go, first period. No score. Off the draw by Colby. And now whistles. Puck again goes out of play. Face off, and both teams use this camera for the coaching. We'll see what they have to do here between periods. In the meantime, a loose puck control by the Panthers. A shot save made by Tucci. Sharp angle shot by Quest, who's knocked aside. 42 to go in the period. Puck bounces around, but not out of the zone. With it, McKee. Jimmy McKee puts it behind the net. A loose puck controlled by Rosseo. Leaves it off for Burton. 25 to go in the period. Is sent all the way down. Deflected. No icing. Back for it. Neary. Neary sends to the far side where Dawson snaps off a pass. Chipped into the zone by Lyman with 12 to go in the period. This loosened out to center. Couple players. Paul away at the puck. Finally controlling is Jacobs. Jacobs gives it back to Neary. And that's the way the first period will come to a close. Plenty of action, several penalties, no goals on the board. Our score at the end of one period of play, it's the Middlebury Panthers nothing and the Colby Mules nothing. Highlights, thoughts of what happened in the first and what could happen as we get to the second when we return. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Score at the end of the first period is the same as we started off for the thing with. No score between the Panthers and the Colby Mules. Five penalties in the period. No power play goals. Not much to speak of. A lot of action. A lot of hitting in that first period. But overall, there were no goals. We wish we could give you highlights, but there isn't anything too spectacular of a save to speak of. We can tell you the five penalties. A couple Colby penalties. Riley got one for interference. And Hale got one for hooking. But both Middlebury power plays resulted in no goals and just one shot actually on the power play. Colby had three power plays, Middlebury penalties. Quass got one for a hook. Neary got one for a cross check. And Doherty took one for roughing. But no goals came out of that as well. Shots on goal unofficially, 7 for Colby, 4 for Middlebury. A lot of chances, but not many that hit the net. Our score at the end of one, no score between Colby and Middlebury here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. When we come back, out-of-town scoreboard, NHL style, nothing-nothing after one. This is Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile when you join the team, Team Denniker.
It's Tom Denniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denniker deals, and we make you smile. At Denniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denniker Virgens, or DennikerChevrolet.com.
Denniker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
for just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
No score, Panthers and Mules after one period of play. This is the NHL scoreboard update. It's sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Five NHL games going on, so four going on now, one later on. Pittsburgh with a 1-0 lead over the New York Islanders in the first period, late in the first. Also late first period, Detroit and Washington are scoreless. The New York Rangers trail the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0 with about a minute or so to go in the first period. And just underway in Carolina, the Montreal Canadiens and Carolina Hurricanes. Later tonight, the red-hot Chicago Blackhawks will visit the Calgary Flames. That is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. When we return, second period action between the Middlebury Panthers and Colby Mules. It's scoreless after one period of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodwear Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodwear also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodwear truck. It's everywhere. Woodwear Fine Furniture. Handmade woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodwear, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The referees have come back out on the ice. Players will be joining them shortly. It is no score between Middlebury and Colby after 20 minutes of play. Second period will start shortly. The Middlebury students pestering the Colby students pestering the Middlebury players as they get ready to enter at the far end. Middlebury Panthers hockey here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, sponsored by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Also by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. These are some of the many sponsors that we would like to thank for helping us bring you Middlebury Panthers hockey all season long here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Andrew Tucci steps out onto the ice as Stephen Klein leads the Panthers out for this, the second period. Colby in the white jerseys, trimmed in royal blue and silver, will be going from right to left. White jerseys, blue pants, white socks predominantly, royal blue helmets with the Colby CM logo, the C with many dots around it, the M sort of like a Montreal Canadiens style logo adorning the front of their jerseys. Player names on the back of the uniforms for Colby in blue. The numbers blue outline in silver. Middlebury, the traditional Middlebury M on the front of the jersey. The white M, on the navy blue jerseys. Simple look. They go from left to right. Second period is underway. Colby in possession. Fresh sheet of ice. A fresh shot for Colby is knocked aside. Never gets through the goal. The rebound sent up and out to center. Chipped into the zone, this time by Tkachuk. Moves around, and eventually a stuff attempt is rejected by Sullivan. Back to the point. That shot deflected around a little bit. Trying to step through. Going to the ice, game tripped up was Kamil Tkachuk. The Middlebury bench wanted to call none given. Back into the zone. Delayed offside and getting wrecked on the play was Greg Conrad. Check it, Mitch Allen. The shot, save, rebound goes over the net and out of play. Quickly came down to the Middlebury end. A shot was deflected up and over the bar. A shot was saved, let's say. The rebound went up and over the bar. 19:15 to go here in the second. No score. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Jockeying for position. And it looks like Rossano will get kicked out of the circle. In to take it, Daugherty off the tie-up. This goes behind the Middlebury Canes and eventually back out to the point where Decker's got it. Cross-ice pass, trying to control Stallhuth, couldn't quite do so. Still spun around the cage, and Colby in possession of it. With it now, Daugherty back to the point for a Decker shot that goes wide. Rebound comes to the point, comes out of the zone and offside. And we get a whistle as Keenan Scott couldn't avoid controlling off the send back in. Minute 10 gone by here in a second. No score. Middlebury and Colby in the season opener for both squads. Neutral zone face off to take place here. Connor Lloyd to take it against Colin Riley. Riley wins it back and sent into the Panthers zone. Quickly back out. Setting it up to Tucci behind the net. With it now and stepping a little bit is Laprine. Mark Laprine steps out the right side. Slips a pass on off. Skating ahead with this one is Kai Frankville, number 29. And we get a whistle. It's offside at the Middlebury line. Minute 33 have expired here in the second period. No score. Lloyd to take the draw again, this time against Rudolph. Lloyd wins it back. Puck goes forward. Frankville's got it. Right in the center ice. C. Sent in by Laprine. On the net. Colby in possession. Frankville at the point. Keeps in. Sends it around. Not able to control Rudolph. He has to go after a loose puck. Gets thumped to the wall. That time by Baluch. To the near sideboards it goes. Cycle attempt rejected. Puck pops free in the air. Comes loose and gets sent up and out of the zone by McClellan. With it and skating ahead is Klitorinos. Phil Klitorinos. A shot. Save made by Klein. 17:49 to go in the first. Now 48 as the whistle is blown. Faceoff will stay in the zone, we believe. Nope, come out to the neutral zone. No score. Middlebury and Colby. The neutral zone tie-up. This is sent across ice. Panthers in possession. Neary ahead to McKee, who chips into the zone. McKee gets the loose puck now in the left wing circle. A centering pass out in front intended for McKee is broken up. And now Colby will come out into the neutral zone and eventually to the Panther zone. Shifting it around is Sullivan. And a penalty call coming up. Slashing is going to be the call, and it looks like it's going to be a Colby power play. Is off to the box goes McKee. Time and a penalty, 2:35. Colby's fourth power play. They're 0-for-3. Frankville's got it. Give down low. Daugherty works its way back to the point. Decker. A lot of sharp passing. Save made by Klein off the deflection attempt in front. On the doorstep was Daugherty, but Klein equal to the task. 1:47 to go in the penalty. 17:13, second period. No score between Middlebury and Colby. Face Reese off to the left of Stephen Klein, who's having some trouble with the post over there. And the officials are trying to put some snow on it, and maybe water down a little bit as well. They're just trying to get that post to stay. You can give it a better base so it doesn't come off frequently, which can become a problem when you're talking about nets that are not anchored, as in some rinks they are. Some rinks have them anchored into the ice, and then some, like here at Colby, they are just the pegs that are usually slipped in under the post and dropped down to the ice. A small spike set with the task of holding the net in place. Everything seems to be okay. Off the tie-up, one by Colby. Back to the point, Burton. Tried to go across to Sullivan, but that's deflected up and out the center. And it'll be sent further, this time by Allen. Behind the net, it's Burton. Burton looks to set things up. Step out the left side of the net. There's a pass out off to Sullivan. Sullivan gains the zone, dumps in. Big hit put on Neary, but he gets the puck around and eventually gets deflected out of play. Then we get another whistle. 16:41 to go in the second. 1:15 to go on the power play. Middlebury not able to change their forwards or change their players, as they were deemed to send the puck out of play directly. Off the tie-up. Burton's got it. Colby won the draw. Sullivan. It goes on across. Albert fanned on his pass attempt, but still now has the puck. Left wing circle. Near boards to our left. Burton in his skates now at the right point. Trying to go across. Eventually it's Albert. Cross ice pass. Burton coming down low. He couldn't control. Burton goes behind the net for McDonald. He lost control of the puck. Comes loose to the point, but not out. Good keep by Sullivan. Cross ice pass. Albert. Wise. Fires. Hits the side of the net. Rebound comes right to the navy blue and white jersey of number 26, Mitch Allen, and sends all the way down. Half a minute to go on the power play. 15:54 to go. Second period. No score between Middlebury and Colby. Chip into the zone by Rudolph. Going in after Garcia. Puck turned over. Penalty call coming up. Another one against Middlebury. Not agreeing with it in the least bit is Spencer Cage. And he's going to the box. And it'll be a 5-on-3. Hooking the call. Time of the penalty, 4:16. So it'll be 5-on-3 for 19 seconds. Cage on the hook. With it now, Decker. Right wing circle, not able to control cleanly, Rudolph. And she goes behind the net. Colby trying to funnel it down low. Can't do so just yet. Frankville. Side of the net. A stuff attempt. Save made by Klein. One penalty is over. It's a 5-on-4 now. And Colby now 0-for-4 with the man advantage. But back to the point. Decker. Gives off to the left side. Trying to set up Rosseo. Fakes the shot. Goes back to the point. Frankville. Rosseo again. Decker at the point. Frankville right, left wing circle, I should say. Shot, pad, save, Klein. Rebound, stuff attempt, score! Klein lost control of the puck. He couldn't find it. It's stuffed home. It went 14:59 to go in the first. Colby is the first on the board. They lead 1-0. Rosseo gets the goal. saying it's unassisted. So Arceo unassisted on the power play at 5:01. Makes it 1-0. A centering pass is deflected out in front. Sent down low by Hale. And now Colby really applying the pressure here as they've got a pep to their step. The centering pass goes across. Out of their side boards. He chipped up and out of the zone. And a foot race is on. Diving attempt to knock it away was Burton. And now here come the Mules the other way. Riley, it's an onside play in across the Panther line. Penalty call again coming up against Middlebury. Tripping is going to be the call. Power play Colby. They're 1-for-5. And that was interesting. Vonderhaar, the linesman, was holding on to Jasanti's stick. Oh, we might not have a power play. Into the box is Stevens. Into the box also is Riley. So we're going to skate even now. Time of the penalties, 5:38. Is it a trip and a dive? Have to check this out. Either way. Well, now a Middlebury, a Colby penalty is up. An extra 2? Nope, both of them up. So playing 4-on-4. Okay, there we go. 4-on-4 for the next 2. And so, yep, embellishment is the call. In the meantime, this one comes loose, and here's McDonald out to center. Had it chopped off of his stick by Weir. Behind the net, or I should say into the corner it goes. Not quite behind the net. Panthers control. 4-on-4 hockey here for another minute 30. 13:51, second period, 1-0. Shot easy, save Tucci, and he holds on. Did not get tested much in the first period. Then Andrew Tucci gets a save there. We get a whistle with 13:48 to go. So the penalties to recap. Stevens on the trip. And Riley on embellishment. Off the draw, one by Colby. Lebrun goes around the net with it. Frankville, cross ice pass. Oh, Frankville gets knocked out hard that time by Jacobs. Puck behind the Middlebury net. Kleins is going to jump on this one and hold on to it. Whistle's blown with 13:34 to go in the second, and it meant 13 to go on the power play. 1-0 Colby. National Bank of Middlebury offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. Around the net it goes. It's turned over. Sent back behind the cage. Neary's got it. Andrew Neary just flips the pass on off to the left side for Dawson. Cross-ice pass off the mark. This is going to be icing against Middlebury as Dawson is not too happy with the pass attempt. Face-off goes all the way back into the Panthers zone. Middlebury trailing Colby 1-0 here with 13:16 to go in the second. Dawson and Neary out there as the defenseman. Mitchell Allen takes the draw, wins it. He's joined by Camille Tkachuk. Neary's got it behind his own net. Steps out, takes a look, sends it on to the left wing side. Stepping ahead with this one, Dawson. Dawson onside. Shot attempt blocked off. 2-on-1 possibility for Colby the other way. Moving in, Clinarinos. Puts a pass back, intended for Decker. That's intercepted. Then sent to the neutral zone, eventually deflected into the Colby bench, I should say. And it looks like with 12:46 to go, Kai Frankville is getting attended to by the Colby medical staff. 1-0 Colby, the lone goal thus far. E.J. Rosseo on the power play at 5:01 here in the second. The draw, and stepping in to take it was Darty, and he won it back. However, a loose shot wide of the net. A blast by Baluch, missed the mark. Rebound comes loose to Baluch at the point. Steps around one man, puts a pass out in front, deflected. Baluch has got to get it again. Watched by Darty. Cross-ice pass eventually finds Matt Darty. Pair of Dartys in this game, one on each side. Now loose in the near side corner, Stevens. All this in the zone to our right. Flucked it up and out to center. A collision there. A big hit put on. Sullivan goes down. Jasanti put the lumber to him in that terms. Panthers in control of the puck here. Skating ahead, Travis Stevens. He gets checked, puts a shot right on goal. The save is made. We're seeing some snarl here in this game with 11:53 to go in a second. 1-0 Colby leads. Face-off will be to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci. Won by the Panthers with it and sending one towards goal. Cage, it's wide. Inbound in the near corner again behind the net. McClellan goes back to the point, misses Cage, and goes all the way down. No icing. Klein sets it up behind the net. He's pressured. Check that. Pressure being put on by Hale. Let the Panthers come away with it. And pass on up ahead. Shuffleboard attempt by Lloyd is off the mark, but he does so to keep the zone. Whistle blown. Penalty call coming up. Holding going to be the call. Who's to the box is the question. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey now, and it's going to be a Middlebury power play. Into the box goes Stahlhuth, holding. Time of the penalty, 8:39. Panthers have it. Setting up the power play that's 0-for-2 on the evening thus far. With it now, Turnbull. His shot catches the glass. Rebound. Back to the point with it, Cage. Cage stumbles down but gets a pass on off to Weir. Back for Cage in the right wing circle. Backhand pass to Weir. Now in the circle, Stevens, left wing side. Cross ice pass is off the mark. Cage gets ridden off the puck. Out comes O'Connor the other way. O'Connor with Albert joining him. Could be a 2-on-1. Albert! He gets taken down. Penalty call against the Panthers. And now he'll cancel out the rest of the power play. Hold or hook? It's a hook. Time and a penalty, 9:19. Travis Stevens to the box. It'll be Michael Rudolph to take the draw, going against Mitch Allen. Puck comes along the near side boards, but not out. Keenan Scott's got it. Scott, wrist shot, hits the side of the net. Rebound to Scott again. Back to the point, Frankville slams on the brakes. Frankville's shot deflected wide. Scott behind the net, tried to stuff one out in front, but it's going to be covered by Klein. And he gets a whistle with 10:19 to go in the second, 1-0 Colby. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Millbury. LaBerge equals insurance. Face off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, won by Colby. They've been winning a lot of faceoffs here this evening. That shot deflected and out of play. Let's go Mules chant coming up. Another faceoff in the zone. And this one is controlled by the Panthers. Get this one up and out to center, and eventually short end, a 4-on-4 here into the Colby zone. With it, Neary puts it down into the left wing corner, skating around with it to Chuck. That's Jacobs. A turnaround shot taken by Darty is off the mark. Switch up now, and out there's Dawson. Dawson and Neary, the defenseman. Up front, it's McClellan and Jacobs. Here on the other end, a shot by Burton blocked down and a waffle boarded aside by Klein. Rebound is loose. Still going around the net. Power play on now for Colby. They're 1-for-5. And this one gets sent up and out of play. And we get a whistle. 9:14 to go in the second period. 1-0 Colby with the lead. 33 seconds to go on the power play. Off the draw, Frankville couldn't control, comes back out to the neutral zone. Panthers, by the way, 0-for-3 with the man advantage. Set up behind the net. Cross ice pass, Frankville now with it. And across the line. It gets bumped down to the ice, though, by Weir, and it gets sent all the way down. 6 seconds on the man advantage. 8:46 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Colby lead. The lone goal, E.J. Arceo, on the power play at 5:01 here in the second. Big hit at center ice. Colby bench wanted a penalty, deeming it was a little bit high and ungiven. Away goes Stevens. Stevens in a 2-on-2. Puts a pass across. It's knocked off, and away goes McDonald. McDonald onside. Wrist shot blocked off into the corner. Going in after it is Belouch. It's a 2-on-2 battle. Far corner to our left. Right in front of the Hold the Hill marking on the boards. This one chopped up and kicked, but to the line, not out. Stepping up, Belouch. Tried to get out to center and does so. 8 minutes to go, second period. 1-0 Colby leads. Burton just dangerously in front of his own net. Eventually the pass gets on across, and away goes Beneke. A shot right into the midsection of Klein, and he gets barreled into. Gets shoved. Well, Middlebury players, looks like it was Kane's, got shoved into Klein. That kid gets a gathering. 7:48 to go in the second. 1-0 the score. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, 3:30 pregame show, the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, 4 o'clock faceoff, your Middlebury Panthers taking on the Bowdoin Polar Bears. It's tomorrow in Brunswick, Maine, 3:30 pregame, 4 p.m. faceoff right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. As well, that's a problem. Brendan Dawson is getting ready for the faceoff and then realized he had a broken stick. So he goes for a new piece of lumber. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Colby 1-for-6 with the man advantage in this game. They have the puck again. Down low, Beneke. Behind the net, picked up there by Tkachuk. Comes around the wall but not out. A hurried shot, not quite. With all the mustard it needed on goal. Eventually in the neutral zone and gets sent up and out of play. Backhanded so by Tkachuk, and we get a whistle. 7:27 to go, second period. 1-0 Colby with the lead. Face off will be in the Colby end. It's won by the Mules around the net, Stahlhuth. one bounces up and out to center. And quickly back in. Stallheath's got to come back for it again. Nice pass. Eventually that long outlet trying to get the chip into the zone. Shalen, and we get a whistle for a hand pass. Obi's been doing that in a five-on-five situation, just throwing a long pass or even a slap shot, hoping for the tip into the zone, and a guy streaking in on a forecheck. Face-off. Excuse me, all the way down in Colby's zone. Lloyd takes the draw, wins it clean. Back to the point. A hurried shot blocked. Weir took it. Quickly back into the Colby zone. Forecheck being put on by the Panthers. And then peeling off Lloyd. There's that slap again. It's into the Middlebury zone. With it, Weir. Weir sends it up and out of play. And Fan goes to make a grab again. We get a stoppage with 6:57 to go in the second. And that puck gets flung back into the playing surface. 1-0 Colby with the lead. EJ Rosseo on the power play at 5:01, the lone goal of the contest. It'll be Michael Rudolph to take the draw and winning it cleanly from Connor Lloyd. Left wing corner, puck goes around, not able to control Shalen. Still loose. Eventually it's pried free by Lloyd. A cross-ice pass can be stepped up to by Sullivan. His shot blocked. Another one blocked up high. Here come the Panthers the other way. It's Cage. Cage, nice pass in front. An opportunity, though, for Lloyd. Couldn't quite put it on his stick. The shot never gets through, and it's sent all the way down. Foot races on for an icing, and it's going to be called. Just winning the race that time was number 33, Brett Dineen. First time we've seen him out there, or at least had a chance to call his number. Father, of course, as we said, graduate of class of 89, Middlebury, was a captain of the team. Off the draw, one. Here's a shot from the point that's deflected wide. Rebound. Far side corner. It's Stevens. Stevens gets knocked to the ice. It's back up. Gets some help from Jasanti. Jasanti trying to spin out of a check. Stevens now got it. All this in the near corner to us. Jasanti spins away from pressure. Still with the puck now in the left wing corner. Sends it back out to the left point for the dump in that time by Dineen. They still tie up behind the Colby goal. Puck comes around the wall. It's going to get sent all the way down. It'll not be icing as it bounces. You know, funny hop and goes on goal. And that's a chance for Colby to change. And then this one deflects up into the rafters. And we get a stoppage of play. 5:38 to go in the second period. 1-0 Colby leads. Face-off will be in the neutral zone, right in front of Colby bench to our left. Off the draw, Panthers control. Neary, up ahead, McKee. His pass broken up, McDonald the other way. Left wing shot is saved and held on to by Klein with 5:25 to go here in the second period of a 1-0 game. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. One of the many sponsors of Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. This one to the point. Albert shot blocked down. And it'll get sent up and out of the zone. Ahead with this one now is Jacobs. Trying to center one out in front. That's broken up. And Colby the other way. A chip into the zone. Going after it, Rudolph. Gets a bump behind the net from McKee. But out in front, a pad save made by Klein. Panthers come the other way, 3-on-3. At the blue line, sent low by Neary. Deflected, now here comes Colby the other way. Sent into the zone by O'Connor. Line change on for the Mules. 4:46 to go in the second. 1-0. You're going to say this is an icing, and it was not touched by a Middlebury player. Middlebury guilty of icing. Face-off all the way in their own end with 4:43 to go in the second. Colby with the 1-0 lead. The lone goal, EJ Rosseo's power play goal at 5:01 of the second period. And we got a face-off violation. Everybody's going to get booted out of the circle. We got a fresh two in. But as a result, no. They're not going to let Middlebury change. Coach Neil Sinclair shrugs his shoulders. Gave the referee, hey, there was a face-off violation. Should be able to, but no sail. Might have bought his players a couple extra seconds there. Who knows? In the meantime, this one comes up. Takes a funny hop at the blue line boards and stays in the Middlebury zone. So everything's onside right now. This one sent up and all the way down. Another icing against the Panthers. And a Let's Go Mules chance starts up again. 4:21, second period, 1-0, Colby leads. Faceoff will be in the zone. This is a great atmosphere here tonight. Off the draw, sent behind the net and eventually corralled and skated out of the zone by Cage. Gives a pass on the right wing side for Daugherty, who sends in. Behind the net now. This is almost a packed house here at Alphon tonight. Just a few of the bleachers not occupied. Here's a sharp angle shot that goes up and over. And we get a whistle and then a hit after the play. Coming together, Daugherty and Weir. Daugherty hit Weir after play a little bit. And it's right in front of the student section, so they're getting all rowdy. And it looks like cooler heads will prevail. The net came off. That's the cause for the whistle. The front two or three rows are not at glass level, but once you get up to row four or five, and especially the last four rows, you could be shouting down right on the ice. Taking a couple of pictures just to see, show you, post it up on social media at some point, tag the radio station in the process on the Facebook page, but this is a very cozy atmosphere here at Alphon Arena. Mules lead 1-0. They got the puck now into the zone. It's Laprine. He goes around the net. Laprine bumped off the play there, however, and this will come back out to center. Panthers with big hit right by the penalty box door. Administering the punishment is, couldn't see who that was. In the meantime, out in front, it's deflected and not on goal. Still the opportunity goes across, chasing after it, Shalen. Back out to the point for a shot that goes wide. 3:15 to go here in the second, 1-0 Colby. Shalen gets knocked down to the ice, and then the puck comes bouncing out and all the way down, deflected, no icing. Line change on for both sides. The long outlet pass chipped into the zone at the blue line. Behind the Middlebury cage now, it's Dineen. Sends it around the wall. Stevens out to center. Left off. Offside is the call. And we get ourselves a whistle with 2:48 to go in the second. Or was it? Yeah, it is the call. So a neutral zone faceoff to come out of it. Or is there? That is some confusion. Vanderhaard, linesman, along with Holden, two linesmen, to finally figure out where the faceoff's going to be. Faceoff conducted, won, and pushed forward by the Panthers. Jasanti on the forecheck. Stevens helps him out, but the puck bounces out the center. They still have not turned off the arena music here. That could present the problem. Sent into the zone. I don't think they realize this one gets sent up and they're going to say out of play. I don't think they realized that the scores table, if the music was still on. 2:23 to go in the second period. 1-0. Colby with the lead. Of course, we're back at it again tomorrow at 3:30 with the pregame show. 4 o'clock faceoff. Middlebury and the Bowdoin Podal Bears right here on the One Crane Union Panther Radio Network. This is a bouncing puck that comes out to center. And rejected further into the Colby end. Burton back for it. Gives a pass on ahead. Chipping it forward, Riley. On to Beneke. Beneke onside. Cross ice pass right on the stick of Hale, and he couldn't put it home. Wide open net, but Hale couldn't control. Off the half boards, out to center. Beneke with it. Burton and Neary in a tangle. Onside play the other way. A sharp angle shot by Riley is stopped by Klein, and the whistle is blown. The net had come off, and we get ourselves a stoppage of play. With 1:44 to go in the second period, 1-0 Colby leads. It'll be a neutral zone faceoff as it is deemed the Colby player knocked the net off. Looks like it'll be Rossano to take the draw against Daugherty. Rossano wins the draw back. Frankville's now got it. You're on the left side, he's onside. Cage takes the puck off his stick, however. Spencer Cage slips a pass on up ahead, and here comes Panthers out 3-on-2. Good combination. Passing out in front. An attempt by Allen goes just wide. Rebound in the far side boards. Now in the corner, Daugherty. Daugherty's still tied up there with his opposite number 3, Mark Laprine. Puck still in that corner. It's 2-on-2 battle. That's pried free by Tkachuk. Sent around by Matt Daugherty. Behind the net now, it's Mitch Allen. Tkachuk coming in to help out. Inside of a minute now to go. Second period, 1-0 Colby. Puck comes to the left side where Zach Weir at the top of the circle sends down low. That's intercepted and flipped out to center and into the Panthers zone. Weir chasing after Kevin Daugherty. Tie up in the far side corner to our left. Digging in is Keenan Scott. Scott couldn't get control of the puck. Instead, coming away with it is Weir. Zach Weir pestered on the play by Shalen. On the net, now here come the Panthers trying to get it up and out to center. A bouncing puck does get to the neutral zone. Diving attempt at it, but not successful on it. Here's Laprine. Here it comes in the other direction, Clitorinos. Clitorinos getting through. Shot is save made by Klein. 6 to go in the period. Another shot, Klein saves and holds on. Whistle with 3:07 to go here in the second period. A 1-0 Colby lead. It'll be a face-off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. First, recap this second period, giving the NESCAC out-of-town scorer. That's all on the intermission report here from Colby. Final seconds tick off with puck still in the face-off circle. And two periods have come to a close. Our score at the end of 2, Colby 1 and Middlebury nothing. This is Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here at Alphon Arena, end of two periods of play. It's 1-0. Colby College with the lead. There was only one goal, and it came on the power play at the 5:01 mark. Middlebury was actually down 5-on-3. They had killed off the first of the two penalties, which had 19 seconds remaining when it went 5-on-3. However, they were not able to knock off the 5-on-4 as Colby would draw first blood in the second. Trying to set up Rosseo, fakes the shot, goes back to the point, Frankville. Rosseo again, Decker at the point. Frankville right, left wing circle, I should say. Shot, pad, save, Klein, rebound, stuff attempt, Stobar! Klein lost control of the puck, he couldn't find it. It's stuffed home, and with 14:59 to go in the first, Colby is the first on the board. They lead 1-0. It's E.J. Rosseo's first of the season, and it's an unassisted goal that we know of, at least. It's been reported as unassisted at 5:01, so Rosseo is first of the season, and overall it's career goal number 21 for the junior. In what is now his 75th game with the Colby Mules. Rosseo unassisted at 5:01. Unofficially, another 7-4 period shots. Colby to Middlebury, 14-8 through 2. But that is an unofficial total that we know of at this point. Our score at the end of 2 is 1-0 Colby. We'll give you the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope, casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. There's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here, 1-0 Colby leads after two appearances. This is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. NESCAC hockey, men's hockey, Wesleyan up on Connecticut College 3-1. That's in New London. And they're just about to start the second period there. Williams and Bowdoin in a low-scoring game. 3-3 between the two. End of two periods. About an hour south of here in Brunswick. Amherst and Hamilton. It's the Amy-Hammy game. The Hammy-Hammy game. However you want to look at it. It's Amy-Hammy today because Hamilton's the home team. First intermission. 1-0 Amherst with the lead. Trinity's at Tufts. And Trinity and Tufts are tied at 1. That is in the third period. Early in the third period in Marlborough, Massachusetts at the Forum. And here, of course, 1-0 Colby leads after two periods of play. Men's basketball is playing. Middlebury with a 36-20 lead on Salem State. That's in Willimantic, Connecticut, hosted by Eastern Connecticut. That is late first half there. And the women's ice hockey team is tied with Trinity 1-1. That being played in Hartford. That is late second period to go in that game. That is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. 1-0 after two third period action when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Both teams have hit the ice for the start of the third period. 1-0, Colby with the lead over Middlebury. E.J. Rousseau, the lone goal in this one. Panthers will now be going from right to left here in the third period. In the navy blue and white, Colby in the white jerseys trimmed out in blue and silver going from left to right. And third period underway, and quickly in the zone is Albert. Albert trying to stick lift, couldn't quite do so. Back to the point, that's broken up, and an opportunity going the other way. Trying to move in was Allen, but he couldn't step around the defense. Now loose to McDonald. This one comes around into the Middlebury zone. Good job by Neary to break that pass up. And now comes the other way. Onside, Tkachuk. Got to put out in front. That's broken up. Puck comes loose to the point. Spun up, but not out of the zone. Good keep that time. Daugherty sends down low. Tejci sets it up behind the net. Pass on the left wing side goes bouncing all the way down. No icing as it was tipped. Around the net it goes. Picking it up, Cage. Sends into the... Trying to set up into the right wing side. That's intercepted. Now here's Jasanti. Jasanti dips the shoulder. Jasanti moving in and a save made. Rebound out of his net. Spun out. It was Tucci. Doesn't have a stick. Now finally has it. Panthers quickly coming back into the zone. A sharp angle shot, save made by Tucci to rebound. Jasanti just couldn't pick it up. Now it's a one-on-two the other way. Stepping in. I'm trying to step in. Belucci made a nice defensive play. Pass out in front, knocked aside. And it comes out to the neutral zone. 18-27, third period. 1-0 the score. Oh, shot across, never gets through. Still loose behind the net. And now the Panthers trying to come out to center with it. Doesn't quite get out. Laprine keeps in. Sends down to the corner where Hale gives chase. Hale turns it over. Belucci on the way. Takes a look. Just bounces it out to center. 2 minutes gone by. Third period. 1-0 Colby with the lead. Onside play. The send around the boards by Riley. Big hit put on down low. And a whistle's going to be blown. Some pushing and shoving afterwards. It's on an angle where I cannot clearly see. Stephen Klein's in my way right now. Can't see the Middlebury player that took the hit. It looks like that was Lloyd. Yeah, it's Lloyd that's hunched over right now. Trainer goes out to meet him, but... Looks like Lloyd just got the wind knocked out of him. 17:48 to go in the third period. 1-0 to score. And now the student section raising a ruckus some more. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. off the draw. This is it's wrapped around the boards, and the Panthers look to come out the center and do. Quickly back into the Middlebury end. With it now, McKee couldn't quite control the first time, does the second. Neutral zone, trying to chip in, does get into the Colby zone, but waiting for it, Sullivan. Jeff Sullivan sends it across ice. No icing on this one, is hustling down. J.P. Shalen, number 26. Hit put on behind the net. That's what gets the crowd in an uproar, but Junior Key's got it. Cross ice pass, moving in with it, Conrad. His shot goes high and wide, rebound. Sent up and out to the neutral zone. Glove down by Cage. Cage has got it. He'll send into the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. So one run on the forecheck. That being Daugherty. This one bounces up and into the Colby bench. And we get a stoppage of play. 16:53 to go. Third period. 1-0. Colby still with the lead. Face off to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci. This one spins around the boards and comes up and out the center. It could be a two-on-one. Moving ahead with this one, Albert. Albert shooting and a save made by Klein. Rebound into the corner. Trying to pick it up behind the net. Weir. Puck comes free and eventually onto the stick of Mitch Allen. Cross-ice pass to Weir. Weir gains the red line, does a hard around. Allen awaits for it in the far side corner. On the wall it comes, and it just gets flipped up and all the way. Ooh, nearly sprung on a breakaway was McDonald, but intercepting was Cage. Spencer Cage goes around his own net. Gains the blue, his own blue line. Slips the pass on off for the dump in by Mitch Allen. Line change on for some of the Middlebury Panthers. In front, score! A broken play out in front. Trevor Turnbull, the freshman, gets his first career goal. We're tied at one. The centering pass was just deflected. It caught Tucci out of position. Trevor Turnbull at the 3:58 mark slams it home to tie it at one. Turnbull gets the goal. Not sure who got the assist on it. But this one is tied at one. And now let's go Colby chant goes up. Here on a forecheck and a save made it. Tucci tested again by Turnbull. Might get the lone assist to Stevens on that play, by the way. Now Turnbull comes off for a line change, and what a shift for Turnbull. Neary at the point. Sends down low and around. Jasanti after it. Stevens lets it go. Trying to step up, putting the hit on there. That's Jasanti in the corner. The one that let it go before was Lyman, number 19. Now an onside play the other way. Shot save made by Klein off the stick of Keenan Scott. Behind the net, Scott, sharp angle shot, deflected, and gets sent up and out. 15:07, third period, game tied at one. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner here in Waterville, Maine. This one all the way down, no icing. Sent around by another freshman, Brett Dineen. Stuff attempt out front. Klein shuts the door a couple of times. They still kick away at it. Puck's behind the net. Nobody realizes it. Finally coming away with this one is McClellan. Mark McClellan, red line, left off, and a big old battle in front. It's been a very physical game here this evening. Center ice, the dump in by Dineen. Hard around the wall, trying to step up to this one, Jacobs. Behind the net it goes. Kai Frankville sends it around for Colby. Neutral zone play. It's turned over and back into the Middlebury zone. Spencer Cage now. 14:15 to go. Third period tied at one. All the way down. No icing. Back for it. Spinning around his Cage. Spencer Cage skates up with this one. Full head of steam. Cage in across the Colby line. Shooting, save made, and held on to by Tucci. 6 minutes gone by, third period. The goal by Turnbull has tied this thing at one. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. One of the many sponsors of Middlebury Panthers hockey here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. We thank them and all of our sponsors for helping bring to you, the fans, these games of the Middlebury Panthers. Panthers onside. Shot, paid, save made by Tucci. Rebound behind the net. Trying to claim a key. Couldn't do so. Up the wall. Not quite out of the zone. Second effort does get out. Onside play. Clitorinos drops it on off. A shot attempt. There's a big old dog pile in front. Klein jumps on the loose puck and holds on. It was a big old scrum right in the goal crease. Klein was in the cage, but was able to gather himself and put the blocker hand on the loose puck and get a whistle. 13:33 to go in the third, tied at one. That's got to feel good, though, for the freshman Trevor Turnbull out of Hartsdale, New York, getting his first collegiate goal here this evening. To the point, Sullivan. Colby had won the draw. Cross-ice pass. There's a shot. High and wide. All the time in the world to shoot it. Devin Albert, and he couldn't hit the net. Albert behind the cage with it. Gets the loose puck. Well, the left wing circle now to the left point. His back pass is intercepted. Here come the Panthers out 3-on-2 the other way. Albert forward back. A centering pass out front, save made by Tucci. Rebound loose, chopped at, and eventually gathered by Albert, who chips at the center. A bouncing puck, no offside, never got into the zone. Skating the other way, Tkachuk leaves it off once he gained the blue line. The attempt is sent back in by, I believe that's number 26, Mitch Allen, couldn't quite get there. Sent into the Panthers zone. 12:32, third period. Line change on for the Mules in a 1-1 game. Here's Jasanti. Vinny Jasanti in across the Colby line. Shot, stick save made by Tucci. The rebound, Jasanti behind. Trying to put out in front, couldn't quite do so. Picked up now by Laprine. Laprine out the center. He got hit hard in the process. Panthers quickly regain the zone. Centering pass out in front. Oh, look out. That net got just dumped. And then afterwards, yeah, we're going to have to separate these two. That being Vinny Jasanti, who gave a nice little whack to Kevin Daugherty. And they will finally pick the net back up, replace some pegs and whatnot. That net got dumped. Dumped, punted, however you want to put it. It just got upended and tossed to the backboards in a rather hostile way. Andrew Tucci gets the gloves back on and gets himself set for a draw. Off the tie-up, Jasanti in the face-off circle. He's tied up there with Arsenio Stills. Colby comes out of the zone. Could be a two-on-one. That shot is fanned on. And then going back is Klein. Makes the stop. Just jumps on the loose puck. And then got swept further. But the whistle of the radio blown. 11:54 to go into third. Tied at one. Oh, yeah. There's more Panther hockey tomorrow afternoon. 3:30 pregame show, 4 p.m. faceoff. Middlebury takes on the Bowdoin Polar Bears. Bowdoin scored 70 goals last season. Scored 80 goals last season as a team. Looks like they're keeping pace with that again this year. We'll see if it's a wild one tomorrow. That's tomorrow at 4. 3:30 pregame right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. A lot of battle behind the net, and finally the Panthers come away with it. Bouncing puck out to center, and that's as far as it gets. Colin Riley back on it. Riley back tends it to his own end. Now it's Hale trying to send to the Panthers zone. Quickly intercepted, sent the other way. Dump into the zone and a chase after by Jacobs. Jacobs gets stood up back there. Still comes in for a loose puck. It's still a battle. Finally, Colby comes away with it. Racing ahead with this one is Stahlhuth. Leaves a pass on off for a shot that's deflected high and wide. Rebound down low in the corner. A lot of students on hand here. Colby, 1-1 tie with Middlebury here in the third period with 10:56 to go in the third. Behind the net, trying to spin away from some pressures. Clitorinos, he turns the puck over. It's off the half boards and out to center. No icing. Line change on for the Panthers. Retreating for this one, Decker. Michael Decker sends it up the far side boards. Onside, 2-on-1. Save big Klein. Rebound. Oh, what a save! A rebound opportunity on the doorstep for J.P. Schulin, and Klein robs him. 10:35 to go in the third. We stay at 1-1. Klein had to push off to get across for that rebound and got the left hand on it. Off the draw, it's in the corner. Corralled and eventually skated out. Here goes Connor Lloyd. Lloyd got some numbers with him. It's instead deflected his centering pass into the near side boards. Now going the other way is O'Connor. Nick O'Connor kind of lost it at the blue line. Albert had his stick chopped out of his hands and no call. Now the other way. It's an onside play. A couple players collide. Going into the corner, Lloyd. Lloyd centering out in front. Oh, and a save made the other end by Tucci. Tucci had to be alert to the danger from Mark McClellan coming down the middle. Halfway through the third period, we're still tied at one. Face off to the right of Andrew Tucci. Controlled by Colby off the draw. However, getting to a loose puck first was Tkachuk. Trying to stuff out front, but Tucci cuts it off and holds on. 9:50 to go, third period. Game tied at one. And for the first time tonight, we can feel a little bit of a chill coming from outside. Off the draw, loose puck eventually corralled by Keenan Scott and gets it out to center. Secondary help gets it into the zone. A collision behind the net between Albert and Dineen. Puck works itself free. Rossino's turnaround shot deflected. Loose out in front. Not able to get to it, was Kevin Daugherty. A couple players tumble down. A bouncing puck is chopped away into the corner by Matt Daugherty. Laprine keeps in. A wrist shot, save made by Klein. A rebound loose and eventually corralled and skated out by Tkachuk. Gives a pass on off Daugherty. Trying to slip a pass on further for Allen, but that didn't connect. So Allen retreats and just sends into the Colby corner. 9 minutes to go, third period. Game tied at one. Rosseo for Colby in the second. Turnbull for the Panthers here in the third. Chipped into the zone. Back for it now, Cage. Cross-ice pass and away goes Stevens. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Stevens shot, save made. Rebound loose. Not able to get there. I believe that was Quest. He's digging in now to get the puck. Quest. Turnbull. Puck comes around to the near side corner. Up to the point, but not out. Weir. Shot attempt pinballs around. Weir's got it again. Slips it on across, but the pass comes out to the neutral zone. Panthers trying to just fend their way back into the zone. Now they'll put a little more mustard on the pass. That's deflected, however. Quickly back the other way. With it, Klinarinos. Trying to center out front. Couldn't quite do so. Klinarinos giving a bump there behind by Cage. Still the tie-up. They're coming in to help out. Looks as though that's the knee. Finally, the puck works free. And then around the net again. Cage. Weir and Cage. They're having to do close quarters. Good forecheck on Rudolph. Try to put it out in front. That's intercepted and sent out to center. A hit put on by Burton right in front of the student section gets them riled up. Onside play here for Colby. Pass left off for Decker. Behind the Middlebury cage this goes. Players down back there, one of them being Spencer Cage. To the point for a hurried shot deflected right into the midsection of Stephen Klon, and he holds on. 7:16 to go. Third period, we're tied at one. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Face off, and Stephen Klein's just adjusting something. And the Colby student section, all standing. Actually, not all, but most standing over there. Now Klein is ready and off the draw. Colby wins it. Frankfield sends it around the net. Slamming on the brakes back there, McDonald. Cam McDonald trying to work a free, couldn't do so. Coming in to help out Nick O'Connor. Everybody battling. McDonald's got the puck behind the net. Takes a look. Spins away from the pressure of Neary. And the puck gets left off. Eventually picking it up is O'Connor. Back out in front. A pass that's not quite on the stick. Colby trying to work some cycles and some triangles down low. This one intercepted to the point, but Laprine keeps in. Laprine spins away from some pressure, but then his pass is deflected out of the zone by McClellan. McClellan then puts a thunderous hit on Farboard. Shot save made Klein, and he holds on. 6:32 to go in the third in a game that's tied at one. Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. Off this tie-up, Panthers get it up and out of the zone, all the way down. Icing will be the call, as winning the race, Decker, and another face-off all the way back in the Middlebury zone with 6:28 to go in the third period. This face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Tassanti to take the draw. And lost the draw to Rosseo. And she worked free. Rosseo in front didn't get all of it. Losing an edge down low. Rosseo now turnaround shot save made by Klein. Losing an edge down low earlier, I believe, it was Dineen. Puck behind the net now. And the Panthers come away with it. It's Jasanti. There's a pass on the right wing side for Stevens. Turnbull cut into the net, just couldn't reach that pass. Turnbull was cutting on the back post and just couldn't get there. Now Stevens again. Turnbull calling for it. One-timer is deflected wide. Rebound control by the Panthers in the Colby zone. Couple chops at it. And eventually it's going to come out to the neutral zone. Nice move there by Scott. Scott, though, couldn't get around the defense of Zach Weir. Puck comes quickly the other way. Good job breaking it up, Burton. Burton's pass deflected. Neutral zone goes clunking right off the helmet of Hale, and a lot of people got a chuckle out of that one. Probably Hale included. Now this is in the neutral zone. Zach Weir's got it. Trying to backhand one forward. Couldn't quite get it there. Still the movement on. Here's an opportunity. A sharp angle shot hit the crossbar. Klein got a piece of it. It rang off the bar and stayed out. Now the other way. It's a wall pass and a good job at that. Coming around the other side. Save made off the attempt from Mitch Allen. And now here goes Colby the other way. Onside play. Beneke. Shot goes up and into the netting. 4:49 to go. Third period. Game tied at one. Face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. They don't keep a running tab of shots on the scoreboard. Post them after each period. That's even then unofficial. Look around. This is Laprine. A send down low and a shove by Neary. Battle going on. Still Neary hits Rudolph hard and he's going to get a penalty. cross-checking is going to be the call. Neary to the box. We haven't had a penalty in over 20 minutes of game time. But at 15:28, it'll be a power play. For Colby, they are 1-for-6. Off the tie-up. And this is underneath one of the Panthers who's down on the ice. And he's slow to get up. Cannot tell which one of the Panthers it is. That Panther's coming right. Oh, he's just going to get a loose puck. That Panther being Spencer Cage. So faceoff stays in the Middlebury zone to the left of Stephen Klein. Cage and McDonald engaging. It's outside the circle. This one won by Middlebury. Burton, though, keeps it. Shot that goes wide of the net. Rebound controlled by Devin Albert. A send down low. Albert gets it back. Sullivan wants it up top. Instead, it goes high slot. Bounces around a little bit for a shot by Burton. It's padded aside by Stephen Klein. Cross ice pass deflected a couple of times and just swatted out of the zone. Burton sends it back. 3:57 third period. 1:24 on the power play. Game tied at one. And the Panthers send all the way into the Colby zone. Coming in hard on the forecheck was Mitch Allen. Puck pops the other way and just dumped into the Middlebury zone. Burton comes in trying to get to a loose puck. Goes head over heels trying to move it forward. McDonald now to Burton behind the net. Burton still with it. Sends it back to Sullivan at the left point. Goes on off to the left wing circle. Albert. Right wing circle. Shot saved. Made loose in front. Swept off the line. Golden opportunity, but David Baluch on the line to sweep it away. 38 to go on the power play. 3:08 to go, third period. Still tied at one. You hear the Let's Go Colby chant go up in the background. Albert behind the net. A give on off. Decker waits for it at the right point's got it. Gives a pass to Rudolph, who couldn't control. In the corner, tied up with Matt Daugherty. That's a big old scrum. Oh, a bunch of bodies in there. Finally works itself free and out to center. Chipped ahead by McClellan. He'll be in a foot race with Decker after this one. This will knock off the rest of the power play. Colby will be 1-for-7 with the man advantage. Mules have the puck, send it out to the neutral zone. Zach Weir back on it. Sends it. Eventually a cross ice Cage. Cage feathers one forward, intended for Jacobs. That's broken up. 2:18 to go, third period, tied at one. NESCAC season opener for both these squads. We're glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. A centering pass for Colby out in front, broke up. Turnaround shot, save made by Klein. Puck still loose. Klein can't get it on two swipes. Now into the far corner it goes. A two-on-two battle. The Cage wins. Sends it up. Out of the zone. Oh, nearly a two-on-one, but coming through is Sullivan to chip it back in. Quickly back the other way. This one will go all the way down for an icing against Middlebury with 1:47 to go, third period. And now we'll look to see if Coach Neil Sinclair will use his timeout. Right now, he has opted not to do so. Faceoff will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Jasanti to take the draw for the Panthers. It's one over to the far side wall. Eventually, Spencer Cage gets on it. Spins a pass on that bit. Turnbull sends it all the way down. This will be another icing. And the faceoff again will come into the Panthers zone with 1:37 to go in regulation. Tied at one. And again, we look at Neil Sinclair, who is, from our vantage point, about 12 feet away from us. There's only 8 rows of seating most of the way around here at Alphon Arena. Set behind the net. An arena that's got a 1,700 150 capacity. Probably got about 1,300 or 1,400 in here. Cross ice. Knocked around a little bit, and here's the attempt out. Giasanti trying to get onto this loose puck. Couldn't quite get there, but blocks the clearing attempt. Giasanti. Left on, off. Now the full line change for the Panthers. Coming up on 1 minute to go here in the third period. Tied at one. Ahead in a 3-on-2 comes Sullivan. Steps around to check. Sullivan shooting and saving. The rebound goes wide. Sullivan back on it. Off to the right point. Sends in around the net. McDonald on it. Watched by Neary. Goes free to Albert. His pass cut off. And the Panthers come out with 40 seconds to go in the third period. Into the zone it goes. And right on goal, which is going to be gloved down by... Oh, check it. It didn't go on goal. It went out of play, I guess. Anyway, 35.3 seconds to go in the third. You know, Tucci did glove it for Colby. Game tied at one. And... No timeout yet called. Rousseau to take the draw against Doherty. Rousseau wins it back clean. Puck goes around the wall and out to center. Here goes Doherty the other way. Doherty moving in for Colby. Goes around the net. Still with it, Kevin Doherty. Eventually loses it. But Colby still in possession. Rousseau back to the point. Frankville shot never gets through. 17 seconds to go, third period. Frankville again sends it around the net. Kevin Doherty lets it go. Leaves up, left on off for Keenan Scott. Scott with seven to go. Scott still with it. Frankville. Kai Frankville couldn't quite control. Goes into the corner. Well, we did it. Eight times or nine times, I should say, last year. Why not do it again to start this season? 1-1 as we go to overtime. Last season in overtime, the Panthers actually went to overtime 10 times. They were 1-2-7. Colby went to overtime six times, 1-0-5. Giasanti got the game winner against Connecticut College back on January 29th last year. That was a 1-0 final. Trinity and Williams, the two overtime losses last season, January 12th and February 11th, January 10th and February 11th, respectively. Orlando, the winner for Trinity. Cursella, the winner for Williams. On the Colby side, their one overtime result was a win at Hamilton. And a man that's been out there a lot in this third period, Devin Albert, got the overtime winner for them last year back on February 5th at Hamilton. So, Middlebury, who set a team record with the seven ties last year, the 10 overtime games last year, well, they're used to this. They head to overtime again, tied at one. Stephen Klein has just been stellar in goal for the Middlebury Panthers here this evening. They haven't put the Middlebury shots up, but they're saying that Colby had 13 shots in that third period. So 5 minutes will go up on the clock. Sudden death overtime. Of course, as you all know, if it stays tied after the 5 minutes, it's going to end in a tie. Both teams switch sides, though, and we will play 4-on-4. Now we got the Middlebury shot totals. In that third period, 9 shots for Middlebury, a game total 17. 13 for Colby, a game total of 27. There we go. Oh, no, it's 5-on-5. Sorry, it's going 4-4. It's 5-on-5 in overtime. O'Connor centering McDonald and Albert up front for Colby. Sullivan and Burton back at the defense. For Middlebury, taking that draw was Doherty. He's got Allen out there with him, and the man with the puck now, Camille Tkachuk, who sends in and wide. The defensemen are Neary and Dawson. Still tied up now. It's in the Colby zone. Going in after it. Allen tried to center one out in front. That's broken up. Here's McDonald the other way. McDonald shooting. Glove save made by Klein, and he holds on. First shot in overtime goes to the Mules. And quickly, we change lines. .434 left to go in overtime in a 1-1 game. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Jasanti wins the draw cleanly off of Rudolph. Puck goes around, half boards and out to center. Nice cross-ice pass to Jasanti. Onside play, Vinny Jasanti shooting, blocked. Jasanti's second attempt is also blocked. In front, Jasanti just had it hop over his stick. Here's a 3-on-2 the other way. The move ahead. Oh, good defensive play on there. Shalen tried to step around in a good defensive play. Puck back to the point. Frankville shot that whistles wide. The rebound goes across the crease and sent out of the zone. Sullivan's got it. Cross-ice passing quickly back into the Middlebury zone. 107 gone by in this overtime. Tied at one. Sullivan a blast. Save made. Rebound and a good defensive play made by Stevens. Up to the point. Not out, though. Kept in by Rudolph. Cross-ice Shalen on it now. He's tied up with Weir. Now it's a 2-on-2 battle. Trying to work it free. Not quite able to do so. Then doing so, Clitorinos. He gets knocked down. Still the pressure on, this time from Riley. Behind the net, Clitorinos again. Centers it out front. Save made. And Klein holds on. 3:22 to go in overtime. Tied at one. Great action here on opening night. Just tremendous NESCAC action. And both teams' coaching staffs showing the tension of the overtime. Face off one by Colby. Decker's got it. Cross ice pass. Stepping in and a wrist shot. Klein made a save through a screen. And Neary's going to step up with this puck. Neary in an area across the line. Shooting and a glove save made by Tucci. And he holds on. And you hear in the background Tucci going up from the crowd. Face-off will be to the right of Andrew Tucci. 3:07 to go in overtime. One by Middlebury. A shot deflected wide. Centering pass out front, deflected off of fuel legs. And out comes the Mules the other way. Stepping in, Scott. Has to peel off a pass. Arceo shot, just lifting the leg near him so he didn't kick it in. Shot, score! Through a screen in overtime. Colby wins 2-1. It was a perfect shot. Could not see through the mass of people who shot the puck. But at 2:40, at the 2:11 mark of overtime, the Colby Mules win 2-1. Might have been Burton that got that shot off. But either way, the Mules win. We'll come back with the postgame show in just a minute. The final in overtime. Colby 2, Middlebury 1. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont.
stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Alfond Arena, where the Middlebury Panthers fall in overtime to the Colby Mules by a final score of 2-1. Third period and overtime had combined two goals. It was 1-0 Colby as we headed to the third, but the Panthers would tie it, and it would be one of the new freshmen that scored the equalizer in the third period. Spencer Cage goes around his own net, gains the blue, his own blue line, slips the pass on, off for the dump in by Mitch Allen. Line change on for some of the Middlebury Panthers. In front, score! A broken play out in front. Trevor Turnbull, the freshman, gets his first career goal. We're tied at one. So Turnbull, the freshman, that was one of our storylines. What would the freshman do? Well, Trevor Turnbull definitely responded, gets the goal. He was all over the place, especially in the third period and overtime. Turnbull gets the goal, his first collegiate goal, and that tied the game at one. Now, it would stay the same until we went to overtime. There were several big saves on both ends, but in the end, it was going to take a perfect shot to win it in overtime, and a perfect shot it was. A shot deflected wide. Centering pass out front, deflected off a few legs. And out comes the Mules the other way. Stepping in Scott. Has to peel off a pass. Arceo's shot, just lifting a leg near. He's in, kicking it. Shot, score! Through a screen in overtime. Colby wins 2-1. It was a Jeff Sullivan shot that you heard in the background. Rang off the post. And in a perfect shot, Klein couldn't see it through the screen again. Sullivan getting his first of the year. It ended up being an unassisted goal, and it came at 2:11 of overtime. And the Colby Mules win by a final score of 2-1. When we come back, we will give you our stars of the game, get you set up for tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, when Middlebury takes on Bowdoin. Once again, the final score, 2-1. Colby defeats Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're back at Alphon Arena, where the Colby Mules defeat the Middlebury Panthers 2-1 in overtime to open up the 2016-17 season. One more sponsor we'd like to thank and recognize. It's Lathrop Forest Products, I should say, for more than six generations. Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. That's Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. This is now the three stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Third star of the game is the freshman Trevor Turnbull, gets his first collegiate goal and really played well out there for the Panthers tonight on a line with Vinny Chisanti and Travis Stevens, the alternate captain. So Trevor Turnbull is our third star of the game. Second star of the game is the man that got the game winner in overtime, and that would be Jeff Sullivan. He, just that turnaround shot that is a perfect one off the post and in, beating Stephen Klein. He is our second star of the game, but our number one star is Stephen Klein. Made, is from what we can tell, unofficially 27 saves. Some of them spectacular saves at that. Stephen Klein gets the number one star of the game. That is the three stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Tomorrow, we have a 3:30 pregame show for you here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network and a 4 o'clock face-off when the Middlebury Panthers will take on the Bowdoin Polar Bears. That will be from Brunswick, Maine, as Middlebury getting their NESCAC portion of the schedule, or their main portion of the NESCAC schedule, out of the way right here on the opening weekend. So it's the Middlebury Panthers and the Bowdoin Polar Bears tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., the pregame show at 3:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. But our final score here tonight from Alphon Arena in Waterville, Maine, is the Colby Mules 2 and the Middlebury Panthers won. For Jim Ty back at the studio, did a great job as always, making this broadcast sound as wonderful as it always does. My name is Brett Luthner. Thank you very much for tuning in to this presentation of Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Until tomorrow afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, we say good night from Waterville, Maine.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.